Princess at Game Fix. It's-a me, Mario. Mamma mia. You guys, you're number one.
Oh yeah, number one. Ho-ho.
Wait to say it, bro.
This is Roger Clark, the actor of Arthur Morgan from Red Dead Redemption 2.
Spider-Man here, sometimes Spider-Cop.
Hey, this is Vic Jones from WWE.
I listen to the Game Fix show, you know, to make me feel better.
I only listen to one show, that's the Game Fix show.
When I want video game news and a good laugh, I listen to the Game Fix show. Yeah, them boys, they're pretty funny.
All right, partner, you know what time it is.
Let's go crazy! Go crazy!
Welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
And I am Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website, GameFixShow.com, and our weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast right here. If you're not, Facebook.com/GameFixShow.
That's
Sunday
right.
Sunday nights.
Sunday nights, 9 o'clock. That's where we are. That's right now, 9 o'clock. We're here. Yeah, maybe not exactly on the dot, but whatever. What are you going to do, right? There's a lot going on the show today, and we will get to all of it. And since it is a Memorial Day weekend, so happy Memorial Day to everybody. If you're sitting at home listening to the show, watching the show with your family, thank you so much for bringing us into your house, into your life. We really do appreciate it. Obviously, you can download this at any time you'd like after the show is over. Anywhere where you download podcasts, just search for Game Fix Show and you could download it. Easy, easy, easy peasy. So thank you for all the downloads out there. We'll get to a couple things first. Our website, gamefixshow.com. All the stuff you need from us is there. Just go check it out, including the Patreon, which we actually did a special Patreon episode this past weekend. And what we did, it was a roundtable. It was me, it was Verlaine, it was James and Mike. And we did a roundtable on Army of the Dead. So if you guys would like to listen to that, you got to become a patron. If you're already a patron, boom, boom, boom. Go check it out. Download it. Listen to it. Let us know how you think. And what did you like the movie? That's what I want to know. Did you like the movie yourself? And you can answer that in the chat room right here if you'd like. And that's okay with us. So, okay. A lot to get to. Did I mention because it's Memorial Day weekend? Did I mention that?
Yes.
Why we're doing? Okay, so since it's Memorial Day weekend, there's a lot of movie stuff. So it looks like we're going to be talking a lot of movies today. So I guess it's a Memorial Day movie show thing. We don't really have an official name for it, of course. But
next year we'll be ready.
We'll be ready. Oh yeah, we'll be ready. No, whatever. It just kind of how the news fell. Although we have a good amount of video game news. Don't you worry about that. So, but before we do that, we got to talk about what we've been playing. If you're in the chat room, like Jack says, Verlaine, I'm wearing that shirt. So apparently he shops at the same store as you. So that's good.
Nice.
Right? He's wearing the shirt. And it's also a little weird, but that's okay. That's all right. We love Jack. He's great. So, okay. We got to talk about what we've been playing. Verlaine, start us off. What have you been playing this week?
I've actually played kind of a lot. Warzone, obviously, like I always dip into that. It's Warzone, yay. I keep meaning though to get my mouse and keyboard.
Really?
So I always forget, but I know exactly how I'm going to do it. I'm going to hook up the PlayStation to my TV in my room, put the keyboard and mouse right here where I am right now, and play kind of like a computer, like if it's my computer monitor. So yeah, that's what I want to do and see how good I am.
Okay.
I played a lot of VR last night with Jack. I finally got to play Drunken Bar Fight with another person because they added co-op. And since I last played, they've added a lot of features. Like even the simplest thing is like just getting skins. Like usually you just jump in the bar and start beating people up, but it was fun. It was fun. Just like beating people up. It's sweet. They added a few levels. So it was cool.
Okay.
We played Squadrons, which was crazy because it took a while to find a match. Obviously there aren't as many people playing, but I mean, I get in this match and dude, I don't know what to do at all. Like I am just lost.
Like, where am I doing? Where am I?
It's not like riding a bike at all. It's not like driving. Like, it's just like, I don't know. I have to start playing more to get used to it. They did add a ship since we last played on each side. You wouldn't understand. I don't even know the name of the ship.
You wouldn't understand.
They're not. It's nothing like iconic or like memorable that you would even know.
Okay.
I keep finding myself playing Dead Cells, and I keep like doing really good runs. I play it differently now because I know what the mutations. Actually, I'm more familiar with them. So what happens is if I start the game out and I end up getting like ice weapons, then I start applying the mutations that give pain to people that are slow and all this stuff that affect the weapons. Mm. And that's what I found is like really, really good. It's kind of like if anybody plays Magic the Gathering, Jack's it's like taking and making a core deck out of something.
Jack huh? actually, he spoke up. He said B-Wing and the TIE Defender.
Yeah, the TIE Defender is like a TIE Fighter, but it has... three instead of
so
two.
I'm guessing the B-Wing is the Rebels, the TIE Fighter is the...
Right.
Okay, cool.
And the B-Wing is like the sideways, like you're in on one side and then the whole ship goes like completely sideways, but it's like ship. I don't know. It's weird. Okay. So yeah, I've been playing Dead Cells. That's always fun. I'm always unlocking new stuff. It's like just unbelievable how much stuff is in that game. Like I am unlocking new weapons every single time. And again, I'm not making it as far as I need to. And it doesn't matter because it's still awesome.
Yeah, well, the game is set up to be kind of like that, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It's so good. And again, if you don't already have it, it's on every single system. Like you can find Dead Cells and you can play it and you'll play it forever. Like great. I just always go back to it.
Yeah,
it's great. Until they make a second one, which I really hope they do. And then like I have this little thing I'm trying to do. There's only one Super Mario game that I've never beaten, and that's Super Mario Brothers 2, but the Japanese version, the true sequel to the number one. I've never beaten it. I've never looked up the ending, nothing. So I've started to try to beat that on the Game & Watch. I have it. The game is hard. I found a warp zone, and it took me just one level ahead. It was in 1-2, and it takes you just to 2-1.
Oh, okay.
The game is hard. it really is hard.
Yeah, I've never even attempted it. So I know.
So I'm playing it and I'm taking it seriously. I've started to like memorize where the mushrooms are, and in this one they have bad mushrooms too, which you'd be like, oh, just avoid them. But sometimes when you hit them, that's just another thing, another obstacle, because this game has so many. It's like, you know, there's like almost like double the amount of bad stuff that's going to happen to you.
That's kind of interesting though.
Yeah, it's amazing. So yeah, that's I'm going to be chipping away at that. But it's one of those games where every time you lose, you start at the beginning. So it's not even like I can progress. It's going to like eventually one day I'm just going to do it all in one run.
Good. Do it. I want to see it. Although I've never beaten the first Mario.
I've at least beaten
like,
that one.
Like, well, like legitly, like actually beat it without like the game genie or something like that. I've never actually done it. I can never get to the very end. I always run out of time. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong. What am I doing wrong? I don't know.
Just got to memorize because it's it becomes like kind of like an endless thing if you don't go the right way.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So that's why I can never figure it out, but maybe one day, but not that today is not that day, you know, but it's okay.
Yeah.
That's all you've been playing then?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're in the chat room, please let us know what you've been playing. That we love to. I know. Well, obviously, Jack, you guys have been playing VR. So we got that much. For me, I actually played a few games, and I think you guys need to download this game. It's free. It's called Mega Zombies Beta. Brett just joined. What's up, dude? Thanks for joining us, my
What brother. Up, Brett?
So it's called Mega Zombies. It's a beta. And
on PlayStation 4.
It's on PlayStation. Yeah. And I've downloaded it. I've played it. It's a third person zombie game. And but you are you're on like one of four teams. So and you have to kill as many zombies or other team or other opponents as you can until the time runs out. That's pretty much the gist of the whole game.
All right.
It's fun. Like I said, it's third person. It's kind of blocky, but it's good. We should definitely give that a try and play some multiplayer.
It's got to be a small game.
It's small. I think it's like 400 megabytes or something like that. Like it's really small. So easy to download, easy to play. So we should get to that. It was okay. I really wasn't that. Maybe actually, Verlaine, I think it's more like your type of game.
Well, you know what? Maybe if you're playing with people, you know, maybe it might be a little bit.
Yeah, that's true.
More fun. I don't know.
That's fair. That's fair. The other game I played, and it was a free game on, I believe, PlayStation, right? Yeah. No, excuse me. I played it on Game Pass. I finally got a chance to play it, and it's called Octopath Traveler.
That's on Game Pass? I thought that was exclusively Nintendo Switch.
No, it's on Game Pass now. At least that's, you know, it just appeared, what, I think 2 weeks ago or something like that.
Well, I you know what, I showed excitement like I gave a shit, but how is the game?
So I played it and I gave it a good run and I was just like, okay, I got to do this because even our producer James has talked really good things about this. He was like, you know, he's like, he loves the game, blah, blah, blah. He had a lot of fun playing it. So I played it and it's a traditional Japanese RPG. Okay. And if you're not into Japanese RPGs like me, there's probably a very, very low chance that you're really, really going to enjoy this game. And for me, I did not enjoy this game.
I was going to say, I mean, James also likes Kingdom Hearts.
I'm aware.
No offense. That's his cup of tea though. Like,
that's what he likes though. That's what he likes.
Right. If he would have been like, dude, that game fucking sucks, I would have been like, I'm going to try it.
Yeah. Oh, Mike actually said that Nintendo fans are big mad it's not exclusive anymore. Like, what do you care?
What kind of shit is that? That's like not cool.
Yeah. Come on.
Whatever. Greedy fucks. Well, too bad.
You know what? Maybe it'll make him feel better because that game sucks. Like, dude, I give that game like I won. And the reason why is because there is so much dialogue before you even get to play the game. Dude, it is like, it's so, oh my God, there's so much dialogue. And I'm trying to just get through it quick just so I could play the game. And I think pretty sure you've done that before. Just like,
oh, yeah.
I don't care about the story.
It's
line,
like, all right, I'm done now. That's like,
yeah,
enough.
Yeah. So I tried to do that and well, it just took forever. And I finally got to some gameplay and it's turn-based. I was like, are you fucking kidding
me? Oh, like,
I am out.
Man.
I am out. This game sucks. So I immediately deleted Octopath Traveler. It might be for you. That's awesome. And that, you know, do what you got to do. But for me, nope. No thanks.
So you're with the Nintendo fans. They should have kept it on the Switch.
They should have definitely kept it on the Switch. But I'm not mad that it's over here. It's fine. If you like it, then it's good. It's good for you. That's an extra game to play if that's what you're into. I actually played a third game too, and it's a game that you and Jack actually play a lot, and that I haven't really gotten a chance to play, and it's on Game Pass, and it's called Streets of Rage.
I've never
played it. So I played it this past week and I really enjoyed it. It's cool because it's like, it's kind of like, you know, where you have to kind of start over once you die. And I don't know. Streets of Rogue. Did I say Rage? I meant Rogue. Sorry.
Awesome, dude.
I totally dug it. I would definitely play that again. Yeah.
Yeah. You start unlocking different characters like Shapeshifter and stuff, and they have different abilities. Yeah. I like that game. That game is another one that even though I don't progress very much, I have fun playing the first level.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool just trying to beat that level and yeah, awesome. I'm glad you tried it.
Yeah, so I will definitely keep playing that game. And that's one of those games where you could just kind of pick up and play around and then it's like easy, you know. So it's a top-down, it's pixelated, you know. I mean, we're not talking like great graphics, but it's for what it is, it's great. It's fun.
It's one of those tiny build games if anybody's a fan of them.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't too bad. So okay. So we got to get to, that's all I've been playing, by the way. That's it. That's good.
Right.
That's good for now. Right. Yeah.
Fine, I guess.
So let's get to a couple of things, before we dive into some movie stuff. Well, just announced that Cyberpunk 2077 is back in the news. and you're thinking, it's coming back to PlayStation, right? Like, you know, we're going to be able to, no, it's not. Cyberpunk 2077 has a brand new game director. Wow.
For a game that's already out.
The game that's only been out for a few months. I mean, let's put this in perspective, right? I mean, this game, thank God I didn't buy this game. There was so many red flags, but I was like kind of excited about it because there was so much hype, and that's really what they do, right? They hype it up and you think it's going to be great. But then we get to it, and it really was, it's fine, whatever. It just wasn't, whatever. I guess I'm going to have to play it if I get a new, like, when I get a new Xbox. That's when I'll have to actually, like, give it a go. I still didn't really like
it that much. It might be better by then.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. At this point, it still remains pretty buggy. Like, I had a lot. I was just playing. I mean, hell, I remember I was playing it on the Xbox. I couldn't even load the game. Like, it was a corrupt file. So, like, it's... I'm to the point where like, okay, yeah, good luck. But yeah, so they appointed a new game director because I believe the other one stepped down, right?
Why wouldn't he?
Oh no, he is the Cyberpunk director Adam Badowski. He remains with CD Projekt, but he's going to focus on other projects. That's not a good sign for him, man. Like, it's like so really, our message to the fans: if you see Adam Badowski in the credits for any CD Projekt Red game, don't buy it.
That's an issue in itself because Microsoft does the same thing. Like, they literally put a dude that came from Internet Explorer, a failed thing, even to this day that things failed and they still work on it. They moved the guy and literally moved him to Windows Phone and destroyed Windows Phone. We know how that worked out. Right. And instead of firing him, they just moved him to another department. That's all they ever do.
So weird.
That's stupid. They should have fired him. Look, good for them for hiring a new guy, but it doesn't make any sense.
No.
You're hiring a game director for a game that's already fucking made. Yeah,
the only direction they need to go is to re-release it back on the PlayStation Store, right? Did they take it down from the Xbox Store too? I think it's just PlayStation, right?
Yeah, but they're the game's made. The only direction he could do is DLC, but that wouldn't matter because now you got to look at the fact that somebody willingly agreed to do this.
Yeah.
Somebody either doesn't give a shit or doesn't know a shit. And that's an issue.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been better for them to just like getting a no from everybody would have been great. But when you have a yes to something like that with all the controversy that's happened.
Green light. Yeah. A huge green light, right?
Yeah. Like and knowing that the workers are like complaining about what they complain about, knowing the launch, the game itself, like, and you're going to be like, I'll take over. I'll be the game director. And the game's already done. So the damage can't even be replaced. No. Like, you can't even fix it. You could fix it technically, but not really.
No.
The only fixing is hiring a really popular YouTuber or Twitch person to dedicate themselves to this game as it's being made.
Yeah.
So then it could get to a good point where he gets his viewers to get, you know, popular, and that's it. That's their only hope, really.
Yeah, I think you're right. Man, this game. Shit. It just seems like, seriously, every time we bring up Cyberpunk 2077, it's never good news. Never.
This is probably.
It's not like I'm cherry picking these stories. You know, like, this is all we have.
This may be one of the only bad decisions Keanu Reeves has ever made career wise.
You're probably right.
Like, the worst project he's ever been. Like, the only project he's been on where I could personally say, like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Like, I won't even like touch it.
It's too bad.
Anymore.
Man, it's too bad. What are you going to do? It's just weird. And I wanted it to be good. Of course. You know, I'm never hoping for a game to be bad. Never.
How many tabletop game adaptations have been like successes on the Xbox? Yeah. I mean, maybe Warhammer, but I don't think it's like the same kind of, I don't know.
Like the feel. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, shit. maybe they should have kept it the tabletop, whatever.
Maybe they should have. Actually, I agree with that. I think they should have. But all right. Well, let's move on. I'm good on Cyberpunk. I've given them enough stage. Sorry. The other thing I need to talk about is actually, or we need to talk about rather, there is a new Nintendo Switch coming out, and they're saying that it could be released as soon as September. This Nintendo Switch will have better graphics, obviously, and it will, it'd be 4K, bigger screen, I guess.
Still going to be behind, Switch.
It's like you say every time we talk about Nintendo, it's Nintendo versus Nintendo. And it's like they are their own best rival, right? Like, that's what it seems like. So
they don't need to do. They come out and say, "Hey, we deliberately lack on all this because we focus on gameplay and the fun, like the family style fun of our games." Which, fine. Then just like prolong the life of the Switch. Make good business decisions. Like, why would you waste money on upping shit that your core audience doesn't even give a fuck about? Yeah, they're still hung up on fucking old Game Boy games. So like, you're going to do this. This is just stupid. You really think that is going to get people like us to be like, let's go Nintendo? Because you need games to go along with that. And you need games that aren't also available on the Switch. And once you do that, you're destroying the Switch.
Yeah.
So like for a while they had the 3DS and the Switch going, like coexisting, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, like not here, maybe in Japan.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool, whatever. If people are excited about it, that's great. They said it will likely be priced higher than obviously the current $299 Switch model because it's an upgraded model. I would imagine it would probably be another $100, right? So probably $399. That's what I'm looking at, especially if it's 4K and you know all the bells and whistles. I don't know. I don't think this is really worth it.
What if they have to do this in order to jump on the whole streaming shit though?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I mean, really what they need to do themselves a favor and make this new model Wi-Fi or 5G is really what they needed. I was going to say 3G. 3G would be fine. That's fine. But no, 5G. Yeah. and they just need to do stuff like that. Like that needs to happen. It's a handheld. It's a portable. That's the point of this. So I don't know. It just seems like sometimes they're just, you know, cutting their nose
and their
off
games
their
could
face.
Run on 5G.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
Their games could definitely do it.
Right. So I don't know. I just, whatever. That's fine. I guess it'll make the 4K resolution possible when it's docked to a TV. So wait, so it's not going to be 4K in your hand.
It doesn't have a 4K
screen. Be, okay. It's a 7-inch Samsung display OLED display. Okay. There you go. Well, good luck. Anyone out there that's looking to buy this, that's cool. They said it could be revealed more before E3, so we'll see. I don't know. But actually, similar news. There's a report out there that Valve, you know, Valve, they're making a, as they call it, a Switch-like portable codenamed Steam Pal.
Mm-hmm.
The Steam Pal.
Steam Pal.
Steam Pal. Okay. Do we need a Valve portable?
Hey, look, if they could somehow pull it off, it will work.
They have a great library, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, this thing...
I don't know if that's great, but it's a huge library.
This thing would either I think they would need to... It would have to be a streaming kind of machine.
Yeah.
Because you can't make a portable and then be like, okay, the whole Steam library is open. It's only going to be open to a certain point of technology. And then anything in the future, you're not going to be able to play. So then it's kind of like an old school game, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, once it comes out, you know, it's what it is, just like any system or console is. And in the computer world, that's not how it works really.
Yeah.
Because the next day it's going to. So I would think that this will be a success if they could pull it off as just a machine that's going to be big enough to hold a bunch of games where, A, you can go to people's, maybe go and use it kind of like an external hard drive and just go places and hook it up.
Maybe.
Or you stream anything from Steam. Like you can just, you know, you have access right there to everything Steam. It's proprietary. But it's got to be fucking way portable. It can't be any of this like tandem shit. Like it's got to be portable, like 100% portable.
Absolutely, 100%. So it's interesting. Like I said, with the amount of games that they have that would be available through, you know, Steam and that, it's a great idea. Will it come to fruition? Mm-hmm. We'll see. We'll see. Obviously,
they're still supposed to be busting out with their fucking VR.
Yeah,
where's that at?
I don't know. They are saying, as far as that question goes, that the VR headset suggests promising steps in the right direction. That's the only.
Okay, we already have like 3 companies that have VR going. Yeah. What the fuck kind of steps do you need? They've gone those steps. You might be going the wrong direction.
I don't know, but that's all they have to say. That's all they have to say. Yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah. So, but I don't know. That's cool. I'm actually I'm interested in that. I it's not like the Switch where I'm like, okay, why? But no, this one is not a why. This one is like, I get it. So we'll see. Obviously when we get more information, when we get like hard evidence that this is actually real, I'm not saying it's real. I can't say it's real. It's just a report. They really haven't come out officially and said it, but, usually shit like this is real. So like, why would anyone make that up? Right. So.
Yeah.
Whatever. Real quick, Uncharted 4 is they're saying there's a report that it's coming to PC. So it will no longer be an exclusive game. I don't know. Would that mean that it would be released on Xbox eventually?
No, it's just going to be console exclusive.
Yeah.
Like, so Xbox has Windows exclusive, or they'll say like it's console exclusive. So it's certain games will be available on Steam or whatever, but only when it comes to consoles, only on Xbox.
Yeah.
But Xbox has, you know, X Windows, that they have their own platform. So with PlayStation, I don't know, maybe they're going to be sharing with somebody. I don't know. I don't know how they are going to do it.
I am not sure, but that's apparently it's coming according to a Sony report. So that's cool. That's good. I mean, I know there's a lot of people out there that don't have consoles and have always wanted to play Uncharted. So that's cool. At least they get a chance to in this case. So yeah, I like it. It's all about gamers, man. This is what we do. We love the gamers. So, another teased. It was teased. Of course, it was teased by Crytek, because Crytek can't do anything like substantial. They can't say anything substantial because they never know. But apparently, Crysis 2 remastered. Why do we need this?
They're not very good at their teases.
No, they're terrible at their teases. So.
Give us a new game tease. You used the old game to deflect all the new game.
It was like a few weeks ago we talked about how it was like they had this thing coming and we were like, oh man, a new game from Cry. This is sweet. And it was like, just kidding. It's a remaster of the first Crysis. And we're like, what? Okay, cool. I guess like that's it's the best we can do, right? Like they.
They got to keep the investors happy. What other, I don't even know what the fuck they make other than that.
Crytek. Yeah. I don't even,
I mean, they have their engine that is used for different games.
I think that's more like it. Like that's really all, I don't know. Crytek has Rise, Son of Rome.
Nice. Way to go, Crytek. Make a fucking sequel to that game.
Yeah. Right. That's the game.
Shit. That game is so awesome. Every time I hear about it, I want to play it.
Yeah. I know, actually, it's funny. I saw it on in the Game Pass, and I was just like, I might download that again. Like, yeah. That's a fun game. That's a good one. So, okay, cool. Crysis 2 remastered. Congrats, I guess. Who cares? Do you know it's been 15 years this month since they announced the Half-Life 2 Episode 3?
Nice.
That never came out.
like why?
Yeah, it never came out. Obviously, like we never.
Why
saw
don't
the
they
evidence,
just so. Be honest with everybody? Yeah, I don't know. That's all it would take. Like that means they've been lying for this time. They could just come out and be like, "Look, this guy didn't want to work with us, or it sucked, or that." Like why? Or do they come out and say that, and everybody's like, "We don't believe you."
Yeah, we don't believe.
Because then you have an issue, and then if you still don't believe them, like just forget about it. Look, they don't know how to make anything anymore. Yeah.
This is
they lost it.
It's like that. It's really they lost their talent, right?
Yeah.
Like it just
everybody probably moved on to other shit.
It's weird. It's weird. Speaking of some retro games, I will mention the retro reboot this week. Mike puts it out every Tuesday around noon, 1 o'clock is when he puts it out. And this week he will be reviewing, because that's what he does. He reviews his retro games, and he will be reviewing the first Gex on the 3DO. And he says that it's Crystal Dynamics' answer to Sonic and Mario, which he's right. Yeah, that's right. So, do you ever play Gex? I think I've played it once or twice. Yeah.
No.
It was.
I played the only game I played on 3DO was the fighting game that had white zombies.
Oh
soundtrack.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the terrain was all the thing was their whole thing was that the terrain wasn't flat.
Man,
was
that
like
brings back
alien stuff.
Yeah, that brings back a lot of memories. That's cool. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next up, I guess there's more video game news than we thought, really. But don't worry, we'll get through it. They just released a state of play for PlayStation. It was roughly a 20-25 minute video, and about 20 and close to like less than 5 minutes of it. No, it was like 20 minutes of it. I can't remember. Anyway, is Horizon Zero Dawn's sequel to that is Horizon Forbidden West. So obviously it showed, I don't know if, did you see the gameplay at all? Or
yeah, I saw, okay. I watched it.
So there's some new things that they, it looks like they implemented. There's kind of like a new grappling hook that gets you to
that's cool, like Batman's
point.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah. And then they have like an umbrella so you don't die.
Like Batman's wings.
But it's like it's like digital. How would that even work? But it's fine. But it looks cool. Obviously it's Horizon. The first one was a great game. I enjoyed it immensely. So I'm like pretty excited about this, but something I did notice when I was watching it, and maybe that it's like this for every game, but there's a lot of hate for this game. There's a lot of hate. And it's just I don't understand the hate, man. Like, if you don't like it, then don't buy it. No one's like forcing you to buy it.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you make another one of these? This game was terrible. Okay, well, maybe to you, but for the majority of people, they really enjoyed it. Like, this was actually one of the higher games that people like really enjoyed. So I don't know.
I don't not hate it, but yeah. I don't. It warrants a sequel. It was absolutely. Like it had a lot of fucking. It looks good. This looks good. It's the graphics are sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the only issue that they're going to run across is the same one that everybody knows they're going to run across. And like every game operates the same. Like you could take every single ability, and not just this game, of almost every one of their games, every one of a lot of people's games, like they're all becoming so similar that you don't even need really. It's like a game. They build the game, then they find out what license will buy them. That they can skin over it. It's not really, but I mean, that's what it feels like, because you can get into all these games and you know exactly how to play the game immediately.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's, like, that's and then you can be like, it. Oh, it's just like this. Oh, that's just like this game. Oh, that's just like this game. So yeah, I'm waiting for that someone to like kind of do something about that.
Like,
I don't know how, but like, yeah, something. It? Rise was kind of cool when they did the cutscenes. Like, they added the quick time events in the middle in the fighting. So, I mean, I don't know. Max Payne with bullet time. That's sweet. Nobody uses that anymore, come on. That's like a given, like slow-mo, man.
The Matrix, Enter the Matrix. The Path of Neo. It was all.
Those are all sweet.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, yeah.
Dead to Rights. You remember Dead to Rights?
Dead to Rights. Yeah, I definitely do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that too. Sunset Overdrive do it too, or something like that. Or there was something. Why do I remember? I'm thinking Sunset Overdrive.
I don't think it was Sunset Overdrive.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'm wrong.
Some games do it when you're in the menu screen. It'll slow it down. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Fallout does it. You know, whatchamacallit.
What's that?
The view in Fallout.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you mean the vats.
Yeah, but vats. It's not a third-person game. But.
I don't know. Jack asks, is it the same voice? I believe it's Ashley Birch. Yes, it is Ashley Birch. She is doing the role. And apparently all of the stars that were in the last one are coming back, including Lance Reddick. So that's cool. Obviously his... it's his likeness in the game.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I mean, he was kind of the bad guy in that game, in the first one. So I'm happy to see more about that and see what that's all about. But yes, Ashley Birch, who we've interviewed on the show, she is definitely still the voice of Aloy. Although the face of Aloy didn't look like the first one. And I'm hearing that this game is only 6 months after the last one. So I was like, okay. I don't know.
What's different about it, though? Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not familiar enough. I could tell the difference between, like, Peter's, which, you know, they did that.
Yeah.
But do you know why? Like, do they explain
why? No, I mean, it's
why,
not that or? It's not that much different. It's weird. Like, I hate to say it, but she looks chubbier. I don't know why they did that.
Well, it's 6 months. Maybe she's pregnant, and you're going to find out pregnant. In the end she's pregnant.
I don't think that's the case. I guess it could happen, but I don't know. I don't know. We'll see more about it, obviously. But if you want to watch that whole video, it's by the way, it's only 14 minutes. I thought it was more than that. So it's 14 minutes. The whole video is 20, but there's 14 minutes of gameplay. And you could watch that on our website, gamefixshow.com. You can also watch the new official gameplay reveal that they did for Far Cry 6 on our website, too. So if you're into Far Cry and you want to know more about that, yes, go check that out. So I don't know. I'm not really into Far Cry. That comes. They're saying that comes out October 7th. So maybe. Oh, and by the way, Horizon has no release date. At least they didn't.
Far Cry will definitely come out. I mean, that's like a yearly title for those guys. Right, that's their Madden.
Well, I mean, it was pushed back from last year, but so is everything else. Yeah, so is everything else. But yeah, so I guess look forward to this. This is good if you're into Far Cry. Also on the website, Gina posted it up. It's the Sonic the Hedgehog 30th anniversary.
Sonic the fucking Hedgehog.
And, you know, it's just you know, stuff that they're doing special for Sonic. Some competitions. I think most of them are in Tokyo, though. So, unfortunately, you know, that's how it usually goes. yeah. Apparently, that's kind of cool. So on June 23rd, there'll be a free virtual concert with iconic Sonic music. It's a symphonic concert, so it'll be a symphony playing
Symphonic Sonic.
Yeah, Symphonic Sonic. Yeah, yeah. I'm actually kind of looking forward to that. I want to see what that's all about. So, but there's no info on that. So we'll learn more as we go. But I don't know. Sonic Colors, that was announced. It's just a new Sonic game. Nothing special. Whatever. I mean, unless you're into Sonic, then it looks pretty cool. The gameplay looks pretty cool. But, you know, it's Sonic. It's what it is. It's cool. I'm glad Sonic is still a thing. I would have been pretty disappointed if they, like, stopped doing Sonic.
I think they started like, as far Sonic as video the wrong games, way.
Yeah.
It could have been way better if you didn't have the enemies the way they were.
Yeah.
Go so fast and then you hit a spike. Come on, like, take advantage of that shit. Make us go fast and do sweet shit.
Yeah. Sonic merch too, a bunch of stuff, some Sonic ice, and I'm not talking about the stuff that you get at Sonic for a cold drink.
Oh.
I'm talking about Diamond Sonic. Those are up and they'll be ready to be sold too. You can learn more about the 30th anniversary on the website, gamefixshow.com. So go check that out. All right. It's that time. And we do this at least once a month on the show. And you know what happens when you can't afford games, right?
Ah, man, I'm all out of cash.
We got the free games of June. Are you ready for me to list these? And what would you like? Would you like PlayStation or Xbox first?
Xbox.
Okay. Xbox first. So we are getting available June 1st to the 30th. The King's Bird.
Riveting.
I can't wait for this one. It looks like a platform adventure with physics-based movements.
You are a bird.
I don't know. I don't know exactly.
Or you're his middle finger.
Maybe. Available June 16th through July 15th. Shadows Awakening. I'm just going to pause every time and see
what I don't remember that one.
Yeah. Available June 1st through the 15th, Neo Geo Battle Coliseum.
Oh, I want that.
Do you?
Yeah, I think.
No, you don't.
Okay.
And then lastly, available June 16th through the 30th. By the way, that Neo Geo is a 360 game. Right. And then this is a 360 game, too, that's available 16th through the 30th, is Injustice, Gods Among Us.
I have the 360.
There's two of them. So let's give them the first one, right?
Nice. Is a Battle Coliseum a fighting game? If it is, I'm in.
I have no clue. Yeah,
I want to say that it is, but I also want it to be a game where every time I play it,
it's a fighting game. No,
sweet.
It's a fighting game.
I want it.
Yeah, it's a one-on-one fighting game. Yeah, or like two on two. Could be two on two. That works too.
How about 2-on-1 if you kill one of them?
If you do, yeah. But technically, it would still be 2-on-2. Cool. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay. The free games for a PlayStation, for PlayStation Plus members, and PlayStation 5 peeps. Sorry, dude.
You're a rare breed.
Rare breed. For PlayStation 5, the free game is Operation Tango. I don't know much about the game other than it's some kind of operation where they tango. No, I'm just kidding.
I think it's the temp operation.
Yeah.
It
looks like some kind of like mystery adventure, spy adventure is what it is. So yeah, that's what. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a text-based adventure?
No. Nothing like that. But that's only for PlayStation 5 members. So.
By Vivendi Games?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. The other PlayStation 4 game that's available this month for free is Star Wars Squadrons. And obviously we've played that.
If you have times. VR, get that game.
Absolutely. VR is the way to play that game, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I played the game on controller, and I think you did at one point, right?
I tried it, yeah.
And it is not easy with controller.
It's
way easier with the VR, but it, you know, kind of makes you dizzy, just like any other VR game, for me at least. Yeah. But it's good. It's fun. It was like one of those games where I could play like two matches and I'm good. Like, okay, that's fine, because I get sick and I don't need that, so.
Start throwing up in your cockpit.
Yeah, yeah. The last game, because, you know, PlayStation does only three a month, which is fine. It's plenty. Like, honestly, Xbox needs to cut it down a little bit. But whatever. Anyway.
Stop with all the free stuff, Xbox.
I don't need all of it. But I'm actually kind of excited about this. When was the last time you played Virtual Fighter?
Oh, a long time.
A long time. Virtual Fighter 5 Ultimate Showdown will be available this coming Tuesday for free PlayStation 4.
Why do they still make that game?
I don't know, but I'm kind of excited to play it. Honestly, like, I back in the day, I love Virtual Fighter. Like, that was an awesome game. So
yeah,
it's cool. I'm into it. Let's go.
It just, to me, that game always feels like a 2D fighter with 3D physics.
Yeah,
as opposed to Tekken is like a 3D fighter. Like, I don't know, but yeah, I mean, it's iconic. I always, like, you know, what's his name and what's her face and Beauregard and
you don't even remember the name, yeah, whatever, there it is. Yeah. Wasn't what's his name from Tekken in this game at one point? Was there a
no, Yoshimitsu?
Oh, that, okay, that's one. Yeah,
no, he's in Soul Calibur and Tekken.
I thought it was Virtual Fighter. Okay,
he's the two Namco games.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But Sega did the Virtual Fighter crossover, the Fighters Mega Mix, which had Virtual Fighter.
Sounds like a delicious shake.
That other game I have on Xbox 360, Fighting Vipers. And then it would also have like one of the cars from the NASCAR game you could be, and like some ridiculous things, like every like characters from all sorts of Sega games. Yeah. Like, seriously, you could be the fucking car.
Oh, okay.
When you were on your hind two wheels.
Yeah. Another news, Microsoft and Bethesda will be reportedly holding a joint summer conference in next month. So it looks like we're going to get maybe our first look at Starfield. I mean, obviously they announced that kind of a long time ago. I think about a year ago or so. So obviously people kind of want to know about it. Honestly, I don't give two shits about that. I am not even looking towards it, but I just want to let everybody know that it's happening. I don't know. Are you even interested remotely in Starfield?
No.
Bethesda? Yeah.
No, I mean, no. Fallout 76... I mean, no.
Yeah. Well, we know E3 is from June 12th through the 15th. Apparently this summer's Game Fest starts June 10th. So, we get that first, then okay, yeah.
They're still doing E3. Is it going to be virtual?
It's going to be virtual. Yeah. It's a complete online event.
Good.
Yeah. I think they need to stick with that, to be honest. So who knows? I don't know. That's all I got.
Let's reinvent it.
That's all I got on that. Let's reinvent it. I'm down with that. All right. You want to move on to movies?
Sure.
We have a lot, actually, as far as movie news. But I want to start with this because I know you are a big fan. It turns out that coming to HBO Max will be the fourth installment of the Evil Dead series. And it is groovily named Evil Dead Rise. Of course, Sam Raimi is directing this. So obviously it will star Bruce Campbell in it as well. So I loved the show that he did, the series of Evil Dead. And this is something I'm very looking forward to. It's funny because like when I was a kid, I never really got into Evil Dead. I had to get older in order to kind of appreciate it. And I'm actually very much looking forward to this. And I know for a fact you are too.
Yeah. I just don't know. It depends on where they fall. Like, so that show that was out, Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Right.
That was, I'm pretty sure that, I don't think that Army of Darkness 3 happened in that one. But even if it did, that was a sequel to wherever they were sequeling from. So where is this movie going to fall? After the show? Or are they ignoring the show?
I have no idea.
Are they going to... Because look, Army of Darkness was, it was a movie and it was a cult hit, but it like completely wasn't really an Evil Dead movie. Yeah, like that right. shouldn't... The first two is what Evil Dead should be. So I don't know. Or is this a sequel to fucking... the new Evil Dead reboot? Oh, there's gonna be the fourth one. So fourth no, one. It's not.
Yeah,
because the Evil Dead only has the one or whatever.
Is it just one, or did they do two?
I think they only did one.
Just do one, okay. All
right. With the girl.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm gonna have to see more because like what they did with the show was fucking awesome. But if they continue the story from like the Army of Darkness craziness, I don't know, man.
We'll see what's up their sleeve. Yeah, I mean, it's a show that.
A tree rapes a human.
Yeah.
You gotta look into that, you know?
You gotta look into that. You gotta check that out. You gotta go check that out. Yeah, it's...
Just look into it.
Yeah.
Just look into it.
Yeah, we'll see. That's something... Let's see if something we get into. I mean, I saw the all the series, so yeah, it's weird. That's good. All right, and that's going to be appearing on HBO Max too. Did I say that? I did say that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So cool. Probably early 2022.
So, see. I'll be dead then, but
you'll be dead by then. I'll be dead by then. So that's fine. So hopefully you're not dead by then for this. Apparently, Todd Phillips reportedly is returning to write a sequel script to The Joker. So The Joker 2, I don't know, or whatever they were going to call it. Do we need a Joker 2 movie?
Well, The Joker was a good movie. That just pretty much sums up his origin and leads up to Batman. So, like, a sequel would only either be a Batman movie for real or just be another misadventure of the Joker to fill in the space from point A to point B.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It would have to be a Batman movie.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Or, yeah, it would have to be a Batman movie, and he'd have to... Maybe you can add other villains. Like, he meets up with other villains and makes whatever the fucking... the Legion of Doom
or something. Yeah,
but that'd be ridiculous for him to just say the Legion of Doom in a movie with that tone.
I doubt they'll say that. I think that would kind of take you out of the movie. I would imagine, but yeah, I don't know. Well, sure, why not? Oh, it did so well, let's make a second one, why not? You know, yeah, even though no one really asked for it. Like, did anyone really ask for a second one? That's what I would like.
I wanted the second one to be fucking The Batman.
Yeah.
Like, let us have that as the second one and then make the third one. Make the second one actually the third of this whole thing. Right. So The Batman, you know what I'm saying? Call it Joker versus The Batman. Joker 2, jokes on you.
I would like to see the Joker and Batman in the same title.
Yeah. And then they fight at the end and it's not really a fight.
Yeah. They're like, go get beers.
The Joker runs away.
The Joker ran away. Isn't that a song? Isn't that a part?
Because the Batmobile lost its wheel.
Yeah.
And Joker got away.
Joker got away. That's what it was. Okay, sorry.
He always gets away.
He always gets away. So there you go. Okay. Look forward to Joker 2, I guess. Yes. Actually, so this is kind of interesting. And I actually spoke to you about this earlier this week. Because we weren't really sure, but I think it's the first one. So the show The Last of Us, obviously coming out, the woman that played Marlene, her name is Meryl Dandridge. Dandridge, yeah. She is actually reprising her role in the show. So she was the voice of this character. Now she's going to be the actor for this character. in the show. Yeah. I think it's the first time that's ever happened. It's got to be.
So is the character made in her likeness on the game?
It's close. Yeah, it's close. I mean, yeah, I would say yes, honestly. I would say
so then,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, then, and that's the thing, like, that's loosely what they're doing nowadays, right? Anyways, like, now they're, it's almost like the opposite, especially now that they have like a whole pool of like Hollywood actors that are really down to give this shit a chance. Sure. They will go and get the people first to sign on, and then they'll make the character look like that person, which is good because of situations like this.
Yeah.
Like Star Wars, that would be a great thing to do. The closest thing they've done in that I can think of is when the CW did that whole Flashpoint thing and they brought the voice of Batman in as an old Batman.
Right.
Which was weird,
that's going to happen as far as I know, as far as Michael Keaton, like that has already been announced. So I don't know how they're going to do that.
But, right. Well, yeah, but that's the movie I'm talking about. Right. CW did the show. Yeah. I don't know. Again,
so.
But so that was the closest, and that was cartoon to live action.
Right.
So outside of that, up until now, you really couldn't do it because people didn't do that. It'd be like a movie. You have the movie written and then you just have auditions and whoever fits. Like, you know, we used to watch, you know, Spider-Man and be like, Tobey Maguire, what the fuck? Like, why would they pick him?
Yeah.
You know, because we already had the idea of our head of what the character looks like. So in this case, now that they're doing that and they're creating new characters based on real characters, like you said, Horizon Part 2 has the one villain guy, like it's built around him. Quantum Break, that's a game where those characters are the character, like the actor. Like the actor, if right. they brought the characters into the live action, you would use the actor. I think it's pretty smart, especially if you're going to keep things canon and keep universes together, which seems to be the whole thing we're doing now.
Yeah.
Good. That's cool. And I really do think this is probably the first, it's got to be like the first time it's happened.
I would say if it's not the first, it's definitely like maybe the second. Like, I don't even know, right?
It would have cool, to be. Though. Yeah, no, because, you know, even The Walking Dead, there aren't even games like that transition. There aren't even like movies or TV shows that actually, like, you know what I'm saying, are in the universe of games, except for Star Wars. And yeah, that's pretty cool. Pretty neat.
Yeah. Are you excited that director Colin Trevorrow, there is going to be a trailer soon for a new Jurassic World. Are you excited about that?
I didn't see the last one.
I didn't.
I saw the reboot.
Love the last one.
You didn't or did?
I did not love it. Oh. I did not love it.
I don't know.
Like, if you ever watch it, there's going to be a part where you're like, oh. Yeah, I see why. This is like, what?
This is the one. Wait, this is the one that I think I do want to see, because this is the one they're bringing all the old people back.
Yes, allegedly. Yeah.
Okay. Then yes, maybe.
Okay.
Because they did keep it. I mean, it is sequel-y.
Well, yeah, but in Jurassic World, they brought back Dr. Ian Malcolm.
Yeah.
So there is that.
You know? Oh, and the main doctor doing the experiments is the original guy.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
They brought Malcolm in the second one, right?
I believe so.
He wasn't in the first one. I think just his voice was in the first.
Yeah, I think that's right. That actually makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
So yeah, all right. That's cool. Whatever. Did you see the Eternals trailer?
Oh man.
We forgot to talk about that last week, and I want to make sure we get to that.
I'm not even mad at the same reason why everybody else is mad, because the same reason everybody else is mad is what they were mad about with fucking Captain Marvel, which they addressed in the Avengers. So like,
where the
we
fuck
get it.
Were
like,
they?
that's gonna happen every time we get these new, until they go back and say, dudes, let's take X-Men and Fantastic Four. We don't have to fucking pull these no names out from our ass anymore. Let's take what we have and make them right.
Yeah.
Because then people won't be like, where the fuck were they? Like, maybe they were there, you know, like, even if they do that, they where the fuck were they? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just too bad.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm mad because, look, I don't know anything about the Eternals story, and the Eternals, to me, reading their fucking past, is like fucking total DC. Total DC.
It
kind of
has a DC feel to
fucking
it. I agree.
All they're all immortal. They're all fucking equal. They all do the same fucking thing. All of them. They could. They choose to, like, but that's like if I lose my sight and I put all my power into my hearing. So, like, but who the hell, like, I don't know. That's just, it just seems very hokey and stupid to me. The fact that they're just, I don't know. I'm not into it.
Okay. All right.
They just seem too overpowered. Like,
I tend to agree. Although, you know, when it comes to Marvel, we, in the past, we know that Marvel movies are generally pretty good. So I'm hoping that, and it's star studded, by the way, the Angelina Jolie, Selma Hayek. I mean, it's star studded. So, I would like to see more about this. Obviously the trailer that came out looks interesting. I'm interested. I really am. I don't know.
The thing that'll interest me is if they're smart enough to fucking include Thanos. Because Thanos is related to these guys.
Yeah.
So
are you saying this is a prequel?
I'm saying that I'm pretty sure.
Actually, it's not, because there's one line in the trailer that said, or at least who knows what the timeline is, but that said, you know, what do you do without a world with Iron Man and Captain America?
So he's I can run the Avengers. So, yeah, but there's got to be some tie to Thanos. And they're immortal. And, like, let me tell you something. I've just thought of this. Mm-hmm. Because I was reading, and up until now, and this is a comic book, and I could be wrong, but this is what I was reading. These Eternals are immortal, and they cannot be killed. And there was one theory that they could be killed if you dispersed all of their molecules throughout the universe. And they did that to a guy, and it still didn't kill him. So then we go to Thanos, who was just snapped out of existence and turned all into dust and shit. Like, if he's one of them, he's like got their blood. I think he's the opposite of what they are, like the Daleks or whatever the bad guys to them are, which are equal in strength. He's not dead either, so he could totally appear again.
Yeah.
If that's true. Yeah. And I mean, you know what I'm saying? So that would interest me. But right now, like, yeah, I know all Marvel movies are good and it's going to go somewhere, but just the story, like, look, there's some things like you can just tell, like, you're not really like, they need to give me more.
Yeah.
They need to give me more. Like, I don't care what they do. Like, this is a situation where everybody's a fucking god. Like, give me something more now.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, we're just gonna have to see what this is all about. That's really what it is.
It's pretty interesting. Yeah. I read some stuff though, but yeah, it's pretty interesting. Like, I mean, they're, if you know about them and read about them, you'll know why they. It's not even like where were they. It was like they weren't allowed. They're not able to interfere. Like, even if they wanted to interfere, if the Celestial that they're supposed to be guarding does not want them to interfere, they can't. There was one time they had to kill this being. They had to protect a being from being killed, but when it wakes up, it destroys everything.
Oh,
they could not, no matter what, kill the being. They just could not do it. And one of their main powers is the whole team can get together like fucking Voltron and create one being.
Yeah.
Like, sure. Sure. Why not?
Yeah. That'd be cool. Whatever.
Yeah, that does.
It'll go up with the Shang, what's his name? The new guy.
Shang-Chi,
and it'll go with the Doctor Strange. Like, all that cosmic shit will go together for sure, like, this next phase, so.
All right. How about this? So, Brendan Fraser, Sean Austin.
I like him.
And Pauly Shore.
Oh, no way! Encino Man!
Are talking about. This hasn't been officially announced, but they are talking that they are very, very interested in doing a second Encino Man.
That would be awesome.
I would be really cool with that. Yeah, like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because they had he met a girl at the end.
Yeah, that's right.
Have kids.
Yeah. Oh my God, they could totally do something with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. It just sounds stupid, but like I'm kind of in. Like I want to see more about that.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm down. Like, those, dude.
I mean, you have to bring back the original characters. You have to.
Yeah.
You know, or
Brendan
it's not
Fraser and Sean Austin are like my two favorite actors.
Really?
Ever. Yeah.
You like Rudy?
Ever.
Rudy's your favorite.
I liked him starting in Toy Soldiers.
I know you didn't like Rudy. Which, by the way, it's like my favorite sports movie. But
yeah, no, that dude's fucking awesome. Goonies, like one of the fucking Goonies, dude.
Right. Mr. Frodo.
Frodo.
Sam.
He wasn't Frodo.
I know, Sam. I know. I was just saying what he says anyway. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Obviously, it's just a rumor, and it's well, not really a rumor. It's just what they just want it to happen. So I don't know. I'm kind of down with that. I think I'd love that. Yeah, I want to see more about that. You gotta wheeze on the juice a little bit. That's a great movie. I haven't seen that movie in a while too. I need to watch that. That's actually a pretty fun movie. Other than that, here's something. So apparently, the sketch comedy, what do you call five guys?
Quintuple.
Something, whatever. The Canadian sketch comedy series called The Kids in the Hall are actually making a comeback, and they're doing a 8-episode run. And I don't know. I that's cool. Whatever. I always liked Kids in the Hall. But one of my favorite stupid comedy movies is Brain Candy. If you've ever seen Brain Candy,
I never saw it.
It's a weird movie, but it's like really it's so funny. There's so many like one liners. It's definitely like a cult classic movie. But yeah, I don't know. Were you ever in Kids in the Hall? Because like I used to watch it as a kid. Like I used to
watch it all the time.
Okay, cool.
But
cool.
Like one thing they were. You know what? It's kind of that they cannot do what they usually did back then. Yeah. I mean, they're a lot a lot of their material, and it wasn't because like I'm pretty sure that a couple of them are gay, but a lot of their material,
I know at least one is, yeah,
would be like they would just say the F word, they would make fun of trans, like they would do all this stuff, which was all a joke, but nowadays I don't think they could bring that along with them.
Well, they couldn't,
they really don't.
It's definitely going to be a different show with the same guys, and they're fine.
I think they're hilarious.
I think they're awesome. You know, so I'm like looking forward to it. I want to see more about this. Is there any release date for this? I think they're just I don't know. But no, it's cool. I'm in. Let's do this. It's going to be on Amazon Prime.
Ooh.
It will be on Amazon. Again, I don't know when.
They used to play that all the time on Comedy Central. That's like pretty much all that was South Park and Kids in the Hall.
Oh man, that was so funny. That was a great show. Great show. So, all right. Okay. We talked about Valve earlier. I'm going to talk about Valve again. But when it comes to the big screen, okay? Now, development at WB is they're saying that J.J. Abrams will be will be directing this. It is a adaptation of Valve's game Portal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the only thing I can say about that is why are we making a Portal movie? There's no storyline other than this person is just being tested all the time. We don't even know what we barely know what the actual test subject looks like. You know what I mean? So like giving it a face and giving it like I don't know. There's no other humans in this game, right? Like it's just that one human with the computer.
But what if it's not like. It's not supposed to be like an adaptation, but more like another part. Like,
I mean, the only...
someone in this world finds that fucking gun.
Okay.
So you know the history of that gun.
Oh, that's
but the movie's going to go ahead and bring it into another. But it could be anything. Like, it could be stuff like that. Because exactly what you're saying. Like, how do you make a movie based on one person's trial? That would be a 2-second movie.
It would be
gun does this. She gets out.
Have you ever seen? Did you ever play the second Portal?
I never beat the second.
But you
Portal.
Played it, okay? So
yeah.
What's his name? Is the voiceover?
I don't remember it. I only played.
He's the farmer's insurance guy.
A first slice. That's what I played. I played the first Portal, and then I played this other thing. It wasn't Portal 2. The only Portal 2 shit I played was the multiplayer.
Okay.
So yeah, I never played the first.
That's right. We played the multiplayer together. That's right. Well, the actual it's J.K. Simmons is like the head of this testing facility, but you're going through this testing facility, and every time you go to a new room, it triggers a recording. Okay, so they were testing people. They were testing people But for some reason, there's no one around. Like, everyone seems to be dead or gone or whatever. But the robot, is still there controlling this entire facility. So I'm hoping maybe if they do tell the story, I'm hoping it is a prequel to at least Portal 2, to kind of show like what they actually did when they did testing. It's the only part that I could think of that for me would be like kind of like right on, like that's what I'm talking about, that's what I want. Yeah. But yeah, I you know what, you fucking cowards, make a third one. How about that? Just make a video game called Portal 3. Yeah. How about we try that instead? Like that, I'm like kind of annoyed by it. Like, I love Portal, is my favorite, as you know, it's my favorite game. I love the game. But you know, I would like to have more. I know, is that too much to ask? It's probably,
well, like, yeah, I think somebody out there has the money to back this project and they are saying, hey, let's risk it with a live action instead of taking the same amount of money and having a third one made,
right,
and making even more money. I don't know, that's how it works.
Yeah,
can't count to three.
Can't
unlucky. It's unlucky. Maybe that's it. They just think it's so unlucky that they won't do it.
Earlier in the show, I talked about how, you know, Half-Life 2, they were going to do Episode 3 and they didn't. They just announced it but didn't do it.
Left 4 Dead never got a 3. Then, yeah. Portal, StarCraft. That's Blizzard.
That's Blizzard. Yeah, that's StarCraft, whatever it is. Yeah. Well, Blizzard's kind of in the same boat though, if you think about it, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
like they kind of do the same shit. So yeah, I don't know. I'm excited just because I love the lore and the, you know, behind the whole Portal thing and everything. But like, I don't know. They're probably gonna like cast Brie Larson.
Brie Larson.
You know, it's gonna be something like that, or so, you know, it's just like lame, lame. No one asked for it. That's all I'm trying to say. All right, well, that's about all I have. Anything you want to talk about?
No, I'm pretty good.
We can probably wrap this up a little earlier then. So, but thank you so much. Yo, we'll wrap it early because it's Memorial Day, right? You guys want to get with your loved ones and stuff. I know if you're watching it live right now, it's 10 after 10 p.m. on a Sunday. So, but there, thankfully for a lot of people, are you off tomorrow? Do you have like a day? Okay, that's good. Awesome. I wasn't sure how that was. It is Memorial Day. I think most businesses just kind of shut down, right? They just kind of do. So, yeah, I don't know. But please, everyone, be careful this weekend. There is obviously a lot of cops out. I drove today, and I must have saw about 5 cops. So everyone, be safe. That's all I'm saying. I think that's a pretty good message. just be safe. That's really what we're asking. So, until then, I always say at the end of the show, and I'm going to say it just like I always do. So it's your world. Pay attention, especially this weekend. Have fun, everyone.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
I love you.
Adios, turd nuggets.
What was it like to be there for historical sports moments and unforgettable performances? To be behind the scenes? On PressBox Access, you'll hear from me, Todd Jones, and other sports writers about their experiences with the greatest athletes, coaches, and sports events of the past half century. We'll share some stories behind the stories, some big, some small, and some we've only told each other. Let us buy you a round on PressBox Access.